Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. You are about to hear a Kingdom Living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and His Kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Praise the Lord. Today we want to learn about the culture of the Kingdom of God. Simply put, culture is a way of life of a person, a community, or nation. And the Kingdom of God is a spiritual country of God and the culture of the citizens of that country. Referring to the Kingdom of God as a culture is just like saying that a way of life is Ghanaian or American or African. So a believer in the Kingdom of God can have a culture or lifestyle which is not the Kingdom's. As you know, in the Garden of Eden, God gave man the choice between two cultures or way of living. They are the kingdom culture and the religious culture. These two lifestyles were symbolized by the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil, respectively. Religion is a blend of good and evil, hot and cold, truth and falsehood. It has always been good or okay to people who are sincerely trying to live for God. But it is not everything that is good to man that is good for man. You know, God created all things, including the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And He said everything He created, including that tree, was good. It was good, but not good for mankind. That is how religion is. It is good to man, but not good for man, because it brings death or separation between God and man. Religious living, therefore, is man's chosen way of living to please God. It is based on half-truths and not the full revealed word or counsel of God, who is Jesus Christ. So although it seems good to well-meaning mankind, religious living does not please God. It has evil lurking behind its good, making it a half good and half bad culture. On the other hand, kingdom living or culture refers to God's original ways of going about things on earth that brings about and shows His rule here. Now, since man's choice of religion, God has always been calling mankind to come out of it for the kingdom way of life that was modeled by Jesus on earth. God first made this call by rejecting Adam's fig leafy clothing, which symbolized falling man's effort at pleasing God, for the animal's skin clothing, which stood for Jesus Christ. You know, religion focuses on man's efforts and so is based on merit. And the kingdom focuses on God's effort and so is based on grace. So in times past, humans have been trapped in Adam's choice to practice religious living from the fall of man. And this went on until God graciously introduced kingdom living in its fullest expression through Jesus Christ. Therefore, religious living is not man's original way of life. It is a heaven laden, in quotes, on mankind because we were not originally designed by God to carry that yoke or live like that. It is an alien culture, that's religious living is an alien culture and an adulteration of our original lifestyle. Yes, it is a yoke of bondage that negates the effect of Jesus in your life as a believer. Galatians 5:1-4. So let's talk about man's original culture. Therefore, my friend, the kingdom of God is the eternal culture that man knew from the eternal past before he was created and later saddled with religion through sin. Kingdom culture is Jesus' yoke that He brought to us on His shoulders and which you are commanded to voluntarily take on your shoulders as well. Jesus led a kingdom life and not a religious one because he belonged to the spiritual country of God as its king. You also belong to the kingdom of God as a royal citizen and a sub-king if you are born again. Kingdom living is why Jesus' greatest opposition is from religious mankind. The kingdom culture is the yoke or the culture that brings rest to mankind, but which religious people will always despise for their own ways. Therefore, through Jesus, God is now commanding you to change your mind or to repent about following your religious ways as a believer to embrace kingdom living practically. Yes, you will not practice the Christian religion, but live out the Christian life, which is the kingdom or dominion way of living. Now, I want us to understand that there is a new king, and because of that, there is a new law. If you are a believer and you belong to the kingdom of God, there is a new king over your life, and then a new law. And you must understand that Jesus is the king of his eternal country and its integrated way of living that we call the kingdom of God. As a king, therefore, Jesus speaks with authority. His words are laws, not suggestions, proposals, or pleas. So all that Jesus says are commands, because as King and Lord, he is the controller and owner of the kingdom and all that is within it. This is how we are introduced to Jesus when he talks on some practical everyday issues of life during the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5 to chapter 7. Have you even noticed that whilst he was on earth, Jesus never begged any human being for anything? It is because he is the owner and controller of his kingdom system to which all men originally belonged. So in his very first public sermon on the Mount, Jesus referred to the understanding of his religious society about various issues of life from the laws of Moses. He then authoritatively elevated their understanding to the original kingdom way of looking at the same things. To Jesus, some of Moses' laws were an adulteration of God's original lifestyle for mankind. Now, God tolerated them for a while. After all, man was not capable of obeying them until Jesus came as God's full counsel for man. So for six times, Jesus told them something to this effect, and I quote, "You have heard it is said, but I say to you," unquote. We can find these in Matthew 5, 22, 28, 32, 34, 39, 44, and chapter 6, verse 25. Jesus' authority was from his knowledge of the original kingdom to which man belonged in the eternal past as kingly citizens, Jesus being their King of Kings. And at the end of Jesus' sermon on the Mount, the people were shocked and they remarked that he taught with authority, not like their religious leaders. Matthew 7, 28 to 29. Wow. Why were they shocked? It is partly because in the sermon, Jesus authoritatively redefined some practical issues of life in the kingdom way. These were the kingdom version of blessings, the believer's role in society, and what constitutes greatness before God. Now, through them, we want to, through these teachings, these three teachings, that is, the kingdom version of blessings, the believer's role in society, and what constitutes greatness before God, we want to catch the kingdom spirit or heart or attitude. There were other concerns that Jesus addressed in the Sermon on the Mount, including social relations, handling injustices and unfairness, love, motive management, prayer and spirituality, the kingdom citizens' attitude to money, etc., etc. But for this broadcast, we are going to limit ourselves to the first three everyday issues that Jesus mentioned in a post-resurrection way of the kingdom. And we'll begin it with a redefinition of blessings. So now I want us to discuss the profile of a blessed person in the kingdom of God. There are 9 ways that Jesus defined a blessed person, and it did not directly include the material or financially rich. Isn't it shocking? Especially in the light of the law of Moses, where God's blessings on people is symbolized by material provisions. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1 following. But Jesus had to begin his first public sermon redefining blessings because he knows that humans will gravitate to where it is and what it is. Humans are blessing chasers, my friend, and they will do all within their power to get it. So what is important is to define what constitutes blessings because humans will go for them. It is therefore critical to know that financial and material things were privileged blessings under the law of Moses when one diligently obeyed God. That is according to Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1 following. But it is not so in the kingdom system of Jesus Christ. In the kingdom system, Jesus moved financial well-being from the realm of being more of a privileged blessing to being more of a commonplace right of all men. It is because Jesus diligently obeyed God on behalf of all mankind, according to Deuteronomy 28:1 following, and this was so that all men can have the right to the blessings that comes by diligent obeying of God's commandment, which Jesus Christ, as our substitute, fully fulfills by obeying them. So now all men can have the right to the blessings of God, to material and financial blessings, without repaying any price for it, because Jesus fully paid for them. Hallelujah. In other words, riches, which were regarded as a privilege in the Old Testament, has been made commonplace because of the reintroduction of God's kingdom on earth. It is a right now, and everyone should get it, not just believers. Amen? In this kingdom of God era, wealth is to be commonplace than in the period of King Solomon, because King Jesus is greater than King Solomon. Luke chapter 11 verse 31 and chapter 12 verse 27. You have a right to financial and material provisions, my friend, just like to wisdom, to the wisdom of God, whether you are a believer or you are not a believer. James chapter 1 verse 5 and Romans chapter 2 verse 4. As you know, riches are product of wisdom, according to Proverbs 3:13-16. So if God gives wisdom, quote, liberally to all men, unquote, according to James 1:5, then all men can liberally receive riches. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God is here, my friend. And so all humans are entitled to financial and material well-being. Isn't God good to all of us? Wow. It is this, his goodness, that leads to kingdom repentance, a change which is brought about by changing how you see God. Acts chapter 20, verse 21. So Jesus redefined blessings in 9 clear ways, which directly excluded financial and material well-being. To Jesus, blessed people are the poor in spirit, those who mourn, the meek, those who long for righteousness, and others are the merciful, the pure in heart, peacemakers, the persecuted for the sake of righteousness, and the persecuted for Jesus' sake. Therefore, beloved, the summary of being blessed is receiving the kingdom or rule of God. That is what he said. So, The sermon of Jesus on blessedness starts and ends with the kingdom of God, a kingdom presented by Jesus first as a present reality and then as a future reality. It is a present reality. That is why he said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is a present tense. Theirs is the kingdom of God. Not theirs will be in future the kingdom of God, but theirs is right now the kingdom of God. That makes the kingdom of God a present reality and a way of life that we should enjoy presently on earth as we await for its consummation in what I call the kingdom future. So riches are the rights of every kingdom citizens, not something to be pursued or begged for by them. If a rich country or kingdom provides well for her ambassador to another nation, it is not a blessing, but the ambassador's right for representing a rich kingdom. That is what you are as a believer, my friend, a potential representative or ambassador of the glorious kingdom of God on earth.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
So your needs are to be supplied according to God's riches in glory by Jesus Christ. Therefore, in Christ, every believer is potentially an ambassador of the kingdom of God on this earth. This kingdom is here to take over or colonize an earth that practices a worldly or religious system. So, in this kingdom system, all men are to be in a commonwealth, which is the financial policy of the kingdom of God. That means that wealth, which includes finances, have to be made common to all mankind by Jesus, if only they would accept it as such. Hallelujah. So I want you to understand that our new king is here right now. Since there is a new king of earth, who is Jesus Christ, there is a new law governing the earth and a new outlook on earth's wealth. The earth has always been abundantly rich since the first kingdom era, when God put wealth under Adam as a custodian of the wealth. The problem in times past has been with its distribution among mankind as men multiplied, because earth's riches have been usurped by the devil, the kingdom being who had turned religious. This distribution problem of wealth is taken care of by the commonwealth policy of the kingdom of God. By reintroducing the kingdom of God to mankind, therefore, Jesus, the last Adam, is here to re-own and redistribute God's wealth to all mankind liberally. And the word is liberally. Psalm 24 verse 1 and John 13 verse 3. Now, by redefining blessing the kingdom way, Jesus teaches us that you can be blessed with or without being financially or materially rich. This is because all riches are his, that is Jesus's, because he is the earth's king. He is the king of the earth. And he has come for the redistribution if we accept his kingdom system. So never feel puffed up by the riches that you have, or never feel low-spirited by what you do not have financially, because it is not permanent. Whether you have it or you do not have it, it's not a permanent thing, since you do not own it. In the kingdom system, my friend, financial and material wealth does not necessarily show that you are blessed. Therefore, never think that you are spiritually better off in God's sight because you have more riches than others, or you are better off in God's sight because you do not have as much riches as others. Again, in the kingdom system or arrangement that Jesus brought, you do not serve God because you want money or material well-being. You can have plenty of that, whether you serve God well or not. Now, you serve God because you love Him, whether you experience financial prosperity or not. So money is not always a reward for serving God in the kingdom arrangement of Jesus Christ. In summary, beloved, the Old Testament blessing of riches has been reduced to a right in the New Testament of the kingdom. Blessings in the New Testament has now been elevated to a condition of the heart, not a condition of your bank account. So having riches is not necessarily being blessed as it was under the law of Moses. Rather, when you have financial and material provisions by God's grace, seek to be blessed. Seek to be blessed by maintaining or pursuing the heart condition of being poor in spirit, having the right heart's response to sin or mourning, being meek, etc., etc., as in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. This is the heart or attitude of a person with a kingdom culture. In other words, through the kingdom rendition of blessedness, Jesus is teaching the most important kingdom culture, namely, living from within or operating your daily life from a kingdom heart. This is partly why the Apostle Paul also said the kingdom of God is not meat or drink. That is, it is not from outside in. Rather, it is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. In other words, it is from inside out. Inside is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, and that is what the kingdom of God is. It is from inside out. Romans chapter 14, verse 17 teaches us that. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want us to end this session looking at the first condition of the heart that Jesus Christ calls a blessing. What is true blessedness in the kingdom of God, which we call the kingdom culture that you must have as a believer? I want us to look at the poor in spirit, that condition of the heart of being poor in spirit, as a parasitic dependence on God. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 5 that blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, unquote. The person who is poor in spirit or heart is the one who relies on God and not on himself or on others. This condition of the heart is displayed in daily seeking God in prayer, Bible study, and having faith in God's word. To Jesus, you are blessed if you have the kingdom culture of a parasitic relationship with God. You know, there are some people who have little or no regard for God and His word in their lives. I'm talking about in their practical lives. but they are very busy and hardworking. These are not poor in spirit, and so are not blessed before God in spite of their apparent success in the sight of men. Yes, before men, they are doing great, but because their success is not through a life of daily meditation and obedience to God, it is not good success. Joshua 1:8. Success that pleases God is one that is gotten by a life of active faith in God's word that you meditate in and obey. You cannot please God, my friend, in your own way and style. The kingdom of God, where you are spiritually as a believer, is about God's ways of pleasing Him. You can therefore develop to an extent that you do not need God and His word on a daily basis. Your dependence on God, however, must be like that of a parasite on a host. A parasite lives in or on another organism called the host. This is how the lifestyle of a citizen of the kingdom must be. This is how your culture must be. This is what we call the kingdom culture. It's a parasitic dependence upon God. John chapter 15 verse 1 to 5. You live and you move and you have your being in God. Acts 17:28. So whether you feel like it or not, your practical way of life in the kingdom arrangement of Jesus must reflect the spiritual reality that you live in, you move in, and you have your being in God. In other words, you live as a parasite in God. Now, let's talk about knowing God's ways. Jesus Christ said that the one who is poor in spirit is going to be rewarded with the kingdom of God. He said, for this is the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God referring to God's ways of pleasing Him. Jesus, or the person, is therefore blessed by knowing God's kingdom ways. King David was one such person who lived out this kingdom culture of a parasitic dependence on God. Naturally, King David was multi-talented, but he did not let that natural talent and his multi-talentedness, he did not let it hold sway over him. 1 Samuel 16:18. He just did nothing. David just did nothing without God. Yes, King David relied on God by seeking Him in prayer and praise day and night, seeking God before doing anything at all. He sought after the heart or the mind of God. 1 Samuel 13:14. God Himself said that He was a man after my heart. He was always seeking God. He had a parasitic dependence upon God. The whole of Psalm 119 is a good picture of the parasitic heart of King David towards God. And I want you to meditate on this psalm to develop a parasitic relationship with God too. It is because today some people feel that they are so practical, too busy, too talented, and too successful to depend on God. But that is not King David. God therefore rewarded this man, King David, with knowing his kingdom ways, even in the Old Testament. That is what God will do for you as well, my friend. It is a big deal to know God's kingdom ways. This is because as a treasure, they are hidden from mankind, or they were hidden from mankind in Eden, when in the characteristic pride of Satan, Adam disobeyed God for his own ways. But when you are poor in spirit, you are blessed with discovering God's kingdom ways to His tree of life. Let's talk about how to please God. Because the kingdom of God that you are rewarded with is about pleasing God. The opposite of God's kingdom ways is the religious way of man. You know, a person can be morally upright and impeccable like Nathaniel in John chapter 1 verse 47. But although the one's effort at pleasing God may be commendable before men, they will not please God in the end. Luke 16 verse 15. This is why Jesus had to introduce Nathaniel to the kingdom ways of God, in spite of being, in quotes, without guile in religion. So you must consider how you achieve Please, and note how you must consider how you achieve or do things in this life, because how you achieve things will be subject to judgment too, not just what you achieve. And how you achieve things has to do with your ways, the ways that you use to achieve them. Are they the kingdom ways that comes by being rewarded with the kingdom of God, or are they your religious way or your religious culture? You know, Nathaniel sat under a fig tree, which represents man's religious effort at pleasing God that got rejected in Adam. So Jesus promised to expose Nathaniel to God's heavenly kingdom ways, because that is how to please him. And he made this promise in John chapter 1 verse 50 to 51, when he told Nathaniel that he was going to see the heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man, that is upon himself, Jesus Christ. He was going to expose Nathaniel to the kingdom ways of going about things. And King David said that man at his very best is altogether vanity before God. And this included Nathaniel before he met Jesus Christ. So, as for men, they will heal you because of your benevolence and hard work. But like Cain, it is when you offer those good works or effort as sacrifice to God that you will know if it is acceptable with him. Jesus did better. He characteristically showed love to Nathanael by commending him when Nathanael had just called Jesus a no good person. John 1, 46 and 47. Jesus then went further to bless him with the kingdom ways of seeing him, because it is the kingdom way of seeing and doing things that pleases God. This is how we are going to end it today. Next time we are going to continue to look at how to please God more and more. Finish up with this parasitic dependence upon God and move on into the next heart condition you need to have as a culture that you must display in the kingdom of God right now on earth. God bless you.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name on high.